So in July last year, this House passed the ACRA Registry and Regulatory Enhancements Bill. Amongst other things, the bill introduced a framework that sought to protect the confidentiality of personal information by limiting public access and allowing only specific parties access for the purposes of fulfilling regulatory obligations. Minister Indrani, in moving the bill, confirmed that the bill laid the groundwork for the enhanced BizFile system that was targeted for launch at the end of 2024. No mention was made in the minister's second reading speeches about the government's new approach vis-à-vis NRIC numbers. A public consultation was also undertaken for the bill in which was published in March 2024. In this consultation, ACRA had proposed, and I quote, to partially mask the identification numbers of all individuals in ACRA's registers which are made available to the public and introduce a contact address that will be shown to the public, unquote. There was some feedback to this proposal, principally related to corporate transparency and know your client requirements. ACRA responded to this and said, I quote, on the proposal to mask identification numbers, the concerns on requiring access to full identification numbers have been duly noted. We will review this further and provide an update in due course, unquote. So my first question, as the issue of the masking of NRIC numbers was clearly in ACRA's contemplation for the purposes of the amendment bill in July 2024, when did ACRA intend to provide an update to its public consultation? And in view of the reply, if I heard correctly from the minister, the circular came into being in July 2024. When was ACRA intending to provide an update to its public consultation? And why did it go ahead, especially in view of these public representations? Secondly, ACRA and the government would have been acutely aware that the public treats NRIC numbers as personal data and for personal data privacy reasons, and that these should not be disclosed to the public. I think Minister acknowledged that Minister Josephine Teo acknowledged that. But in 2022, on the back of amendments to various corporate statutes, the point was acknowledged in Annex A of a public consultation exercise for another bill that NRIC numbers are confidential information. My second question, therefore, is in view of the serious and significant public concern about how unmasking NRIC numbers took place, could have occurred so easily, despite enough feedback about not just how the public, but ACRA itself views the sanctity of NRIC numbers by virtue of its consultation exercises in 2022 and 2024, surely the matter would have had to be brought to Parliament instead of simply interpreting a circular from the Ministry. That's the second query to the Minister. And finally, I note my question 25 in yesterday's order paper. Subsections B to D of that question really have not been answered. So I would appreciate a reply from the Minister. Thank you.
Minister Indrani.
If the Leader of the Opposition, just give me a moment to check the notes on this. Okay. Just a few things. I don't have all the details of what the LO has asked, but what I can give him is some of the details. First, the summary of the public consultation was issued in April of 2024. And in the summary of the consultation, what was said was this. I think under the proposal, right, to partially mask the identification number of all individuals in ACRA's registers, which were made available to the public, and introduce a contact address as the default address of individuals, that will be shown to the public instead of the individual's residential address. So feedback, some respondents expressed concerns on the need to have access to full identification numbers and other personal data for corporate transparency and compliance with Know Your Client's requirements. Some respondents sought a clarification on whether there would be still sufficient information to identify an office holder that is tied to a particular business entity on ACRA's registers. So the first piece of feedback that you can see is that there are two types. Some expressed concern about, you know, having full identification numbers made available. Others needed to know how to identify the right person. ACRA's response was to proceed with the proposal to introduce a contact address as the default address of individuals that will be shown to the public. On the proposal to mask identification numbers, the concerns on requiring access to full identification numbers have been duly noted. We will review this further and provide an update in due course. I think that's what the LO was referring to. So my understanding, and this is going to have to be dealt with more deeply in the review, because they'll be looking into the matter. But my understanding was, when ACRA was looking at this, they were deciding whether or not to even give full NRIC numbers. But on the MDDI side of the house, they had been indicating that they were reviewing this. And so that was put on hold. Then after that, the July circular came along and the misunderstanding occurred, and then that's what happened. So that is the short sequence of what I know, but the review panel will look into this in more detail.
Mr. Leong Linghua. Okay, Mr. Singh. Mr. Singh.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. It's not a new supplementary question, but I had other questions specifically pertaining to question 25 on yesterday's order paper, which...
Could you say that again?
I had also asked other questions in my PQ, part B to D. It was on yesterday's order paper, and it was question 25. I think those
sure.
have been answered.
Okay.
And there was another query with regard to why the data issues didn't come back to Parliament, but I think Minister has said it's part of the review, so I think that's answered. But the original PQ, there are still components which have not.
Which is the first part of your question, right? Yeah. You're referring to the questions that was filed in yesterday's PQ.
Yeah, but perhaps for the convenience of the ministers, I can just repeat the question, the specific components.
All right.
To ask the Minister of Digital Development and Information, when was the ministry's circular that sought to change the practice of masking NRIC numbers dated and communicated to government agencies? I think Minister answered by saying July 2024. Part B was, when did the ministry determine that such a change was necessary and began planning for it? C, whether any whole-of-government discussions took place before and after the issuance of the circular? And D, how many other agencies apart from ACRA misread or misunderstood the circular? Thank you.
Minister Teo.
Mr. Speaker, in response to the member's question, for the circular minute to have been issued in July, I don't have the exact date when the discussion started. It would have to be months before that this was already discussed. To his question, whether there were whole of government discussions, as would be typical of a change of this nature, besides issuing circulars, there would also have been briefings, and the briefings would have allowed for clarifications. Then upon those clarifications, it would also be quite a common practice amongst government agencies to compile frequently asked questions in order to provide useful references to colleagues. So I can share with the member that these things did take place. Now, as to how exactly the incidents unfolded, I seek the members' understanding and members' kind support. At this juncture, if we were to start pointing to this particular event, that particular occasion, it would still not allow us to piece together the whole picture. And if such episodic events were discussed, you could invite further questions. And I think what could be even more difficult is if we gave the impression that there was an effort to conceal certain parts of the process because we were only talking about parts of it. So I think I would refrain from further citing specific events leading to the incident of 9 December, the launch of the new BizFile and the other associated events around it. So I seek the members' understanding that it would not be a very good idea for us to keep going into the specific details.